Good evening. Well, as Andre said before, today is Anzac Day. It's a day in which, as a nation, we stop and we remember the brave men and women who have served this country and remember those who have made the ultimate sacrifice for this land in laying down their life for our freedom. But on this Anzac Day, we don't just remember those who have served. We also remember those who are currently serving. Throughout the world at the moment, Australian forces are deployed. Some on peacekeeping operation, humanitarian work, some fighting overseas against men who would like to do terrorist actions on our land. The day in which we stop and we remember and we say thank you for that which they have done and that which they will do. So what we're going to do is, as a church, remember those who have laid down their life for the freedom that we enjoy. So I'm going to ask that everyone be upstanding as we read the ode, and then we'll have a minute where we can reflect. And during that minute, the last post will sound. And just think upon the sacrifice that these brave men and women have laid down so that we might enjoy our freedom. They shall grow not old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun, and in the morning, we will remember them, lest we forget. Please be seated. We are now going to come to a time of fellowship around the Lord's table, a time of communion. And on this day in which we remember the great sacrifice that the men of the Australian and New Zealand Army Corps gave so many years ago, this 95 years ago, the first Anzac landings. On this day in which we remember, I've seen on the TV many stories recounting the heroic deeds that the soldiers did for their mates, for their country, and even in some cases, the kindness that they showed towards their enemies. And something you'll notice if you ever take the time to look at the graves of a fallen soldier, you'll find a verse often quoted. It's John chapter 15, which says, "Greater love has no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends." It's really a great verse. Men laying down their life for their friends is a sign of the greatest love. But I want for a moment you to think just upon the Anzac ideal of mateship and laying down your life for your friend. Imagine an Anzac 95 years ago. Gallipoli. His mates have been killed by his enemy. Johnny Turk has been responsible for mowing down many Australians. And imagine this one Aussie digger notices that Johnny Turk, his enemy, the Turkish soldier, has been wounded and is lying in the field of fire and no doubt will be killed in a few moments. Now imagine that Aussie digger gets up, runs across, rescues the Turk and saves his life. But in that process, the Aussie soldier dies. We would say that was incredible love. Great love to die for your friends, but it would be even greater love to die for your enemies. Now, we don't have any accounts that I know of an Australian soldier laying down his life for those whom he was fighting. And on the day we remember their sacrifice, we should now come to a time of communion where we remember a far greater sacrifice. The Anzacs laid down their life for their friends and their country, but Jesus Christ laid down his life for his enemies. The Bible tells us that at one point we were alienated from God, that we were hostile towards God, that we are God's enemies through our mind of wicked works. Our sin had declared war upon the Creator. Our sin, our rebellion, our lying, our stealing, our lust, our failure to give God the glory, our sin had declared war upon God. And the Bible says because of our sin, we are dead in sin and trespass. And we were God's enemy and rightly under God's wrath. But God in love 2,000 years ago came onto the battlefield and died for his enemies. Jesus Christ, God in flesh, stepped into the world, came as a man, in order to save us, his enemies. At the age of 33, Jesus Christ willingly laid down his life upon the cross as an atoning sacrifice for our sin. On the cross, the Bible says, God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might be brought into right standing with God. On the cross, Jesus Christ laid down his life for his enemies. And 3 days after Jesus died, he arose again from the dead, defeating sin and death. Jesus died for us, his enemies. He showed love towards us. The Bible says that God demonstrates his own love towards us, and that while we're still yet sinners, Christ died for us. And by that act of love, by that sacrifice of Christ, we can know the forgiveness of sin, and we can go from being God's enemies to being God's friends. We can go from being one who is hostile to God to being one who is friendly towards God. We can have our sins forgiven and we can have eternal life. That is the greatest sacrifice of all time. Jesus Christ died. He arose again from the dead. And now he offers you a newness of life, forgiveness of sin. No matter what sin you have done, Christ can and will forgive you if you would humbly come to him, confessing your sin, turning from your sin, and trusting in Jesus Christ alone. See, none of us are born God's friends. None of us can claim to be Christians our whole life, for it is impossible. We must be born again. Jesus Christ at the cross purchased the redemption of those who would believe. And that is something we remember tonight. We remember what Jesus Christ did on behalf of sinners. When we take the cup, we remember that Jesus spilt his blood upon the cross for our sin. When we take the bread, we remember that his body was broken because of our iniquity. Jesus Christ on the cross suffered the cruelest of cruel deaths so that we might know eternal life. So we're going to come now and we're going to fellowship around this communion table. We're going to eat and drink and remember the Lord's death, burial and resurrection. This table is a remembrance table. These elements do not literally become the body and blood of Christ. It is a remembrance of what Christ has done. This table is reserved for those who have come to Christ. If you have not been to Jesus Christ, if you have not repented of your sins, if you have not trusted in Christ, then do not partake in the communion tonight. As the Bible says that if you eat the bread and drink the cup in an unworthy manner, you will eat and drink judgment upon yourself. And Paul warns us in 1 Corinthians that some have done that and as a result they have died because of God's judgment. But if you are not a Christian tonight, before the cup gets to you, before the bread gets to you, cry out to God, be merciful to me. If you would cry out to God this very evening, you can partake of this Lord's Supper. If you're a Christian, take, eat, drink, and remember what Christ did for you. I'm going to ask Keith and Blake to come and serve. But before they come, let's have a quick word of prayer and commit this supper, this remembrance to our great God. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for your great love, your great mercy, in which you showed us at the cross. We thank you that you sent Jesus Christ into this world to be a substitute for us, to take the place on the cross that we deserve. Lord, we thank you that you did not stay dead, but you, Jesus, had the right to lay down your life and you had the right to take it up again. We thank you that you arose again from the dead, defeating sin and death, that you stamped your authority upon that event. Lord, we do pray that if there be someone here tonight that don't know you, that you'd grant them repentance and faith this very evening. That, Father, they would look to Jesus and be saved. Lord, as a Christian, we thank you for what you have done. We thank you that we can remember the sacrifice of Christ and proclaim his death and resurrection until Jesus returns. Lord, be glorified, we pray. We thank you for everything you have done and everything you will do. We pray these things for Jesus' name's sake. Amen.
You've been listening to Pastor Josh Williamson of Sovereign Grace Baptist Church in Brisbane, Australia. We hope you have been encouraged by this message. If you would like to contact us, you can visit us on the web at www.sgbaptist.org.au. There you will find sermon downloads, blog articles, and church service times. Alternatively, you could write to us at P.O. Box 100, Banyo, Queensland, Australia, 4014. We hope to have you join us next time as we hear from God's Word.